Good morning. I attended the mayoral candidates meeting at Dublin Street United last week, but was unable to ask Mr. Guthrie my questions about the Guelph Police's new, massive, fantastic headquarters. So I sent him a letter to mayor@guelph.ca, which has gone unanswered. On his campaign website, I sent a message asking when he'd answer my query, so which he replied, by Monday. Here is what I asked him, which I hope you'll be able to pursue with better success than me. A bit of background, first. I encountered you casually somewhere many years ago and asked you how it was that the police could appear out of nowhere and demand a massive new renovation and expansion of their main building downtown. I protested, as a library supporter, that it seemed highly unfair that all of the other major projects in the queue were going to be shoved aside by this, out of the blue, demand from the police. Here we are 8 years later, and the massive, palatial, new police headquarters remains unfinished. By that I mean there has not been a ribbon-cutting ceremony and official opening of the building. I went to a Saturday open house recently, and stood outside chatting with a couple of police, because we weren't allowed into the building. Some, open house. Finally, I come to my questions for you. First, what was the original budget of this fantastic building, filling an entire city block? Second, how much over budget is it, 8 years later? Clearly the final cost isn't yet determined, but I would appreciate an up-to-date figure, please. Third, given the enormous controversy following the similarly badly managed renovation and expansion of the City Hall, which helped propel you into the mayor's office, will you, if re-elected, order an external audit to determine what went wrong with the police building project? A long series of missed completion dates, I assume, never mind the millions and millions of cost overruns, etc.? Fourth, if the audit reveals, as I expect, gross mismanagement of the project over these many years, will any individuals responsible in City Hall be identified, and face some consequences for the demonstrated incompetence? How responsible are the several contractors for this fiasco? And the last point I wish to raise is this. The city wisely approved the police request to overbuild their new building, i.e., build extra space, at a cheaper cost than paying, 10 or 20 years hence, a much greater amount. All of that empty space will gradually be filled in as the city grows and the police needs grow and change. What about the library? Shouldn't that same prudent investment be made, anticipating inevitable growth and need for more space? Why not incorporate some modest amount of empty space in the design of the new building on Baker Street, rather than bequeathing to your successors the problem of a bulging and inadequate main library, which will require an expensive addition, renovation? It seems a logical design element to me. I really feel strongly that the library must go ahead. Why is there so much municipal treasure being expended on the police, and so begrudgingly on the library? I don't get it. Bye for now. Duncan McKenzie.